At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Let's get it.
Are you hungry, Joe?
Yes, actually I am.
I'm hungry for Scotty Scheffler's Masters Club dinner menu.
All right, hit me with it.
Cheeseburger sliders, which are served Scotty style.
What does that mean?
No one knows.
Is it like animal style?
No one knows.
Okay.
Firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Okay.
Tortilla soup. That's avocado, crispy blue tortilla strips, sour cream, cilantro, lime.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Scheffler's from Texas. Texas ribeye steak or blackened redfish.
Are you sure?
That will be.
Are you sure that Scotty Scheffler is not from a Chili's?
You ready? That's with family style mac and cheese.
Okay, yeah.
Brussels sprouts and seasoned fries.
Yeah, of course.
And finally,
where's the bloomin' onion?
Finally, a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. Yes.
Oh, come on!
Which is what I think.
This is Chili's.
We got Dennis Cox on the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
And I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
Thanks, The Office.
And that's milk and cookies ice cream to go on top.
He's at Chili's. He's going to Chili's. He's asking the Augusta kitchen to make him. Where are the egg rolls? Where are the Southwest egg rolls while we're at it?
I want riblets.
And that's Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, that's Applebee's.
Which, I mean, I prefer Chili's to Applebee's, but yeah. Okay. That's a hell of a meal, man.
I'm hungry thinking about it, though.
Yeah, no, I'm hungry thinking about
it, too.
A little
meat with my meat.
Is there
a little slider with it.
Are there no jalapeno cheddar bacon loaded fries to go with this?
There is jalapeno creamed corn.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you won the Masters, what would you ask the kitchen to make?
You know, I struggle with this because I prefer to cook for myself.
So, well, then what would you cook in the Masters kitchen?
I think wings would be involved in this.
All right.
Maybe some lasagna?
Okay.
Do we need more?
No, I would actually ask the Masters, all right, what's the best taco truck in the area? Roll it in.
Yeah, they would love that.
Oh, they would absolutely. Yeah, trust me, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah, go get the local taco truck to come in. That's what I would
who
like.
Who wouldn't love that, though? Like, who doesn't like tacos, legitimately,
dude,
at this point?
That's a great question. If you don't like tacos...
You start thinking about some of the recent champions. You have Hideki Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. You got Sergio Garcia. I mean, this is truly an international table that you're feeding here.
Yeah,
I feel like they would all enjoy a taco.
Bring in some cookout. Next up.
One of the four, all of the four, or half of the four.
Carolina Hurricanes get the news that Andrei Svechnikov is done for the season. He's going to repair his knee after hurting himself on Saturday. So, Jets in town. Everybody's bummed out. Totally get it. Carolina Hurricanes try to at least show you a template of how they're going to go forward. Or has that template been the template all season long? Here's Adam Gold, Canes Corner Podcast, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Let's do that hockey.
All right, fellas, I got 2 minutes for C. We can score a goal. In fact, we can score five of them. Who needs Andrei Svechnikov? Here's the thing. This team, and I keep arguing with Hurricanes fans on Twitter. I know, Ovius. Spoiler alert. Gold arguing with Canes Twitter. I get it. It's what I live for. It's my lifeblood. You know that. So everybody thinks, oh, well, they have to change their game. They have to figure it out. Nah, man. This is the same team, going to play the same way, just without a pretty important piece in Andrei Svechnikov. He's done for the year with the torn ACL, but you know who isn't done for the year? Sebastian Aho. He's still there. Teuvo Teravainen is still there. Seth Jarvis is still there. Martin Natchez is still there. Yes, Barry Kotkaniemi.
Behind the net, Kotkaniemi. Rap, chance, and he'll score! Snack on that rap, yes, Barry.
The truth is the Hurricanes get scoring from so many different spots. Sometimes when those other spots go away, the Hurricanes look like they can't score. But they can score well enough. They're top 12 in the NHL in goals. That's okay. But you know what this team is about anyway? It's goal prevention. And as long as they continue to play the way they play, it's not really about who's going to score the goals. It's about who's going to stop the goals. And I'm not even talking about the goalie. I'm talking about team defense. Jesper Foss made a great play to prevent a goal last night. Jordan Martinook with a back check prevented a goal last night. It's these types of things, Carolina's team defense, which is going to determine how far they go. And I'll give you this free of charge right now. Other people are going to have to call a 900 number for this. It's the other team's power plays that will determine Carolina's fate in the playoffs. 4 years running, that's what's determined how far Carolina went. The other team's power plays. So, they scored 5 goals. Yay. They shouldn't be giving up 3, though. I was a little disturbed at that.
That's Adam Gold. That's 2 minutes. Check out the Canes Corner podcast brought to you by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Morning After podcast is out there for a much more in-depth look on that. I don't disagree on the overall point that Adam is making about the Carolina Hurricanes. The Canes can win games by preventing you from scoring goals. Here's where I get curious, though. Joe, it really works in the regular season. That's been my biggest sticking point for the Carolina Hurricanes. They've been a great regular season team. When the playoffs come around, you need a little bit of that extra juice. Your juice has got to flow all the time in the postseason, my man. So, here's where the Hurricanes are left. They need to have otherworldly performances from key guys, which has been somewhat lacking and inconsistent in the last playoff runs. And Freddie Anderson not only has to stay healthy, but he's got to be the dude that this front office thinks he can be. If those two things are true, then I do like the Carolina Hurricanes' chances. Even if they don't score at a prolific rate, if you can keep 2 or 3 goals on the board and keep the other team from scoring, with Freddie Anderson and the defense that we know is really, really good, then they can win a series or two. But I don't know if we've seen enough yet of the Carolina Hurricanes to have the ability to do that in the postseason. That's the question.
Yeah, the problem, too, for the Canes is they're not just trying to win a series or two.
Yep.
They're trying to win 4.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to lose not only Andrei Svechnikov, who they've had all year, was an all-star this year, but also, of course, Max Pacioretty. You know, who was only able to play 5 games. He was a guy that thought was going to be this deadline addition. They need goal scorers. That's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because over the 82-game schedule, some of these other guys, yeah, they're going to put up the right numbers. I do love the way that Marty Natchez has played all year, and I continue to believe he's been their best player this year. If you can get your stars to be your stars in the playoffs, they can have more success. Ultimately, it's an uphill climb, though, for a team that, you know, quite frankly, last few years, they haven't been healthy, and that's truly the frustrating part. All of the success that Rod Brind'Amour has had, it just hasn't included them being healthy and being firing on all cylinders once the playoffs start.
Next up. 1, 2, 3.
Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant has been suspended 8 games by the NBA for conduct detrimental to the league. The NBA announced this on Wednesday after Morant had met with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in New York. This all stems from Morant had an issue with a firearm out of a suburban Denver nightclub earlier this month. He was on Instagram Live with the handgun. The league has based its information that it did not conclude that the gun was belonged to Morant, but was brought by him into the nightclub, but it was displayed by him for a brief period. The investigation also did not find that Morant possessed the gun while traveling with the team. Remember from the great Gilbert Arenas rules, you're not allowed to have a gun anywhere near your NBA facility or while you're traveling with the team.
Yeah.
So that cleared up that as well. Morant has already missed 5 games. Memphis plays again tonight, so he'll be eligible to return on Monday.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild stuff going back and forth as to what Ja Morant's availability is going to be going forward. Is the suspension going to grow? Are they going to find out more? Are there other incidents? We saw this in the NFL with Ezekiel Elliott, who was released today by the Dallas Cowboys. At some point, there's enough issues that pile up that you end up getting more punishment for the
cumulative effect
of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be curious to see how the NBA handles Ja Morant when he's getting ready to come back. And if Ja Morant lessons been learned? Like, dude, come on. It's unnecessary.
He's 23.
Yeah, man.
He's young.
Young, but at this point, the responsibility
comes with it.
You got to be smarter.
You
got to be smarter.
There's
no
doubt, but to your point, though, there have been other incidents.
Yep.
That, you know, it's all adding up on him, and unfortunately for the Grizzlies, it's at a time where they're trying to get ready to make a run in the Western Conference. They had one of the best records out west, but you know, the math has kind of changed on them.
Next up,
and I don't even care who number two is.
So the first four started up, hit baby, with a dramatic end last night with a win over Mississippi State.
ACC.
Let's go.
ACC's on our way to five teams getting to the Sweet 16. Let's go. Here is Jeff Capel on what he told his team late with what was like 1.5 seconds left. I woke up to watch the end of it. So here we go.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
What we told our guys in the timeout was just smile, like enjoy this moment, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing, man. This is the tournament you dream in playing in your whole life, and you know, it's a heck of a game, both teams really fighting and battling and competing, and you know, our guys enjoy those moments. You know, we've had big games and different guys have stepped up, and I thought it showed, you know, who Jamarius Burton is. He's an all-conference guy, first team all-league guy for us. He was in a lot of foul trouble today, but he stepped up and wanted the basketball in that situation. Made an unbelievable play.
So that is Jeff Capel, Pitt head coach, on Pitt getting past Mississippi State in the first four. We got more first four action tonight. The tournament begins in earnest tomorrow morning. Programming note, we will be on from 10 a.m. until noon tomorrow and 10 a.m. until noon on Friday.
I got to set the alarm.
And Westwood One coverage will take over for the
Let's
rest
go!
Of the day. Joe is juiced.
Flowing.
Not all the time. But flowing.
Speaking of things that are flowing, the pettiness seemed to be flowing because the NCAA tournament is not the only tournament that's taking place right now.
Michigan ended up beating Toledo last night in the first round of the NIT. And Juwan Howard had a lot of things to say about, you know, why his team was in the NIT. But all I could hear when he was saying it was, you know, I lost to them in the national title game in 93, and I'm still not over it. This is what Juwan Howard had to say after Michigan's win and why the Wolverines are playing in the NIT, Joe.
We're not going to cry over spilled milk. We're not going to act like we're entitled. We're not going to act like it's beneath us. Our season has been a season built on adversity. Unfortunately, injuries. We have a young team that's growing in so many areas, and we got chosen for the NIT. We respect the opportunity. We appreciate it, and we're going to go out there and play because this not only going to help grow us out there on the court, but this is great life lessons.
Oh boy. Okay.
Again, you appreciate the NIT and you want to play in the NIT, awesome. If you don't, awesome too. Do what's best for you. I don't get the, well, we're not entitled, we're not elitist, or whatever the other comments he was making there. Again, if you don't remember, Juwan Howard was on the Fab Five. The Fab Five lost not only Duke in the national title game, but they lost to Carolina too. In 93, and that's all I kind of heard out of that was, I'm still angry about that. That's what I heard.
What is it? Okay.
It was 30 years ago, but I'm still angry.
It's Wednesday, right? You have the day of the week clock, Joe, so is it
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right. Yes, because tomorrow is Thursday, and we are on from 10 a.m. to noon.
I am
pumped.
I was of the impression that Carolina skipping out on the NIT would be a Monday story.
I didn't even think it would be that. Perfectly honest.
Monday is our first actual opportunity to react to it. We can get to the bracket stuff later. But hey, man, Carolina just straight up shutting it down. Cool. That's your story for Monday. I am surprised that it has had the legs it has had for a team that skipped out on the NIT as though it's the first team to skip out on the NIT.
Yeah, Dayton's not playing in this NIT.
But it's not.
Have we heard anything about that?
No, we haven't. And it's not even about that. if you want to point out, well, you know, the NIT is not what it used to be. The NIT was a bigger deal back when there were only automatic qualifiers to the NCAA tournament before it expanded. So you go to the NIT as a consolation prize.
Well, even before then, though, the NIT was the bigger because it was in Madison Square Garden every year.
And there were teams who declined it then back in the day for a variety of reasons. I want to say NC State declined it at one point in the 70s. I have to go back and double check on that. But the point is, it's been declined by teams. So what is it about this? And the only thing, there's only two things that I can come up with. One is what I originally thought on Monday. Y'all aren't mad about the NIT. Y'all are mad at Hubert Davis. And this is how it's coming out. And the other part is, y'all don't really care about the NIT. You just want North Carolina to sit in it, man. You want them to, you want to enjoy their walk of shame. That's what you want. You want to point and laugh. That's fine. Just admit it. That's it. Why is it so hard to admit that's what you want? Don't couch it in this, well, it's about the purity of the game, and you go out there and you compete, and you get the reps, and it's about participation trophies. Nah, you just want to watch Carolina suffer. Just say it, man. I'll respect you more for it. Next up, I am number one. NFL free agency is popping. And Aaron Rodgers finally came out of his darkness retreat and spoke on what's going to happen next. Does that mean we get 8 more weeks of winter? Next.
So when I was looking to transfer, it was a lot of one-on-one, and it didn't feel like I got lost in a huge university because I knew that if I came here, there was going to be someone I could talk to about every aspect of the courses I needed to take, but also, too, I loved the smaller classroom sizes, and I liked how interactive and immersive all of the learning was going to be. It wasn't just going to be me sitting in a room with a couple hundred people and a professor who didn't know my name.
To find out more about transferring to William Peace University, visit peace.edu.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
So there's been a ton of speculation that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Jets. Trey Wingo, I think, was the first. The former ESPN NFL insider Trey Wingo was the first to say, hey, look, this deal is going to happen. And then we wait and we wait. The legal tampering window closes. Now we got full-on free agency. We wait, we wait, we wait. And Aaron Rodgers finally speaks with Pat McAfee this afternoon, and the whole NFL world stopped when he said he wants to play for the Jets.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in. So I would just, I think it is interesting at this point to step back and look at the whole picture. You know, my side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude, and just heart open for the Packer fans.
Hell yeah.
And what it meant to be a quarterback. Yeah. And also the reality of the situation, you know, like it is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words.
So there you go. And he's right. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers are done. They're over him, and he's clearly over them, and he's ready for a fresh start with the Jets. I don't know if the Jets are the right landing spot for them. I don't know if the Jets are truly a quarterback away from competing in a very, very difficult AFC East, Joe, but maybe there weren't a lot of landing spots for Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to be curious what the price is for Aaron Rodgers, a 39-year-old quarterback. Who's on the books for what, $52 million as a cap hit this year?
And Adam Schefter on ESPN earlier today highlighted why this Rodgers trade could take a while, and it is based on that compensation.
The Jets and the Green Bay Packers have to figure out compensation on what it would take to acquire Aaron Rodgers. And my understanding is that within the Packers organization, they felt that he was worth a package that was similar to the one that the Rams once got for Matthew Stafford, which was multiple ones. Now, if you're the New York Jets, You don't want to have to trade multiple ones for a 39-year-old quarterback who's on a year-to-year basis, and you don't know how long you'll have his services.
So that's Adam Schefter, and he makes a good point. You don't know how long you can have Aaron Rodgers at age 39. Is he and he brings up the Matt Stafford. What's the difference between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers versus Matt Stafford and the Rams?
Look, man, the Rams were ready to go. They were a Matt Stafford away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Jets, while a promising young team with defensive talent and capabilities, I don't think just by adding Aaron Rodgers, they're suddenly going to run the AFC gauntlet. Now, if they were allowed to switch places with the Giants and be in the NFC East, you're on to something.
Yeah, might be on to something there. I'm with you on that. Here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers, and maybe this is – so what happens in radio sometimes is that you talk about things so much, it gets lost over time, right? And Aaron Rodgers, we've tried to be Aaron Rodgers free, guarantee for y'all for as long as we could because there was no real news to discuss. I wasn't really interested in doing the, where does Aaron Rodgers rank in a top five QB class? Like that kind of stuff. Are you an instant contender if Aaron Rodgers joins you? If it sounds like I'm making fun of Max Kellerman, I am, all right? Because every single day he's got some sort of new way to rank Aaron Rodgers. Every single day. Every single day. I don't know how he does it. I mean, I guess he gets paid, you know, whatever it is, $5 million a year to do it, but that's neither here nor there. So we tried to stay away from discussing Aaron Rodgers unless we had to. And today was a day where there was actual news. He said, I want to go with the Jets, and here's the holdup. All right, cool. Is he worth it at this point? I guess he's not going to retire. But I will say this. Throughout this entire saga, do you remember the first time Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers looked like they were headed for a divorce? Remember that first time?
He was mad that they had used the pick the previous year. Mm-hmm. On Jordan Love.
And there was all this drama where people were banging on the Packers for handling this incorrectly. I forgot. I think it was their owner who had given a speech to fans about, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's kind of like this. And I remember listening to Mike Greenberg on Get Up losing his freaking mind. Like, how dare you speak like this of Aaron Rodgers? Okay, never. And then Aaron Rodgers continued to come up short in the playoffs, right? I mean, for heaven's sake, he lost
in
the cold.
To that championship game.
And then lose it. Okay, so I mean, if that's what you're looking for, cool. But at that time, I remember saying, and I believe it more now than I ever did before, but I had a hunch about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers because the attitude was, why are you not listening to Aaron Rodgers? Are you nuts? Don't you think the Packers knew their employee better than we did? Okay. And I kind of got the sense that, this is the only time I'm ever going to compare myself to a future Hall of Famer, by the way.
Okay.
But the Aaron Rodgers and I are kind of similar in a way. And I'm sure people are going, what the hell is Ovi's talking about? Joe, back me up. You've now been working with me for almost 3 years. You've known me for 20, but you've been working with me for 3. I'll do the job. I'll do the work. I will do what you ask me. I'm a company man at the end of the day. However... And I know this about myself, and my previous managers will tell you, there are times where I will make it known that I'm not happy about doing this, but I'm going to do it.
Ultimately, you do it.
I do it, though, and I'll do it professionally, and I'll get the job done. I hope this has worked out for me. I've been working at Capital Broadcasting for almost 14 years, so it is what it is. So I'll kind of like, I don't want to do this. Bro, why are we doing this? This is it. I'll throw a little bit of a diva fit from time to time. But I'll do it. I will do it. You don't think my managers knew that? Ovi's is doing whatever. You've seen it. Ovi's is doing whatever. He'll do it eventually. And I do. That was Aaron Rodgers. And the Green Bay Packers were like, psh, let Aaron Rodgers do what he wants to do. Let him go on Pat McAfee. Let him drink some tea. Let him do, you know, hide in a hidey hole, in a hobbit hole forever. He'll come back. He'll ball out. And we'll get to the conference finals again and lose. So ultimately, the Packers were right the entire freaking time. And now he's at the end of line at age 39. And where's he going to go?
New York. Or more aptly, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Right. So who's really in a hellscape now? You thought that Darkness Retreat was a dark place, buddy? Can I interest you in the Jets? Oh, by the way, I also find it really interesting. Who owns the Jets?
Woody Johnson?
Johnson of what?
Johnson & Johnson?
Who was Aaron Rodgers ripping on Pat McAfee's show?
Big Pharma?
Big Pharma, right? You going to hash that out?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I didn't think so.
Just win, baby.
Just win. You can say all you want about the vaccines, but you better win me some football games. The whole thing's stupid. Everybody deserves this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.